You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
For City Counselling this week, I chat with Councillor Lotu Fully about this morning's vandalisation of the Rainbow Crossing on Karangahape Road. I also ask about the end of half-price fares for under-25s and the relationship Wayne Brown, as well as Council more generally, has with Auckland Transport. Here is that interview. But a bit of breaking news. This morning, the Pride Crossing on Karangahape Road was painted over. Is this something Auckland Council will discuss?
Sorry, I didn't realise that. That is breaking news. Obviously, we'll discuss it as concerned members of Auckland and as concerned governors of Auckland. But I don't think it's on the agenda for today's meeting, but definitely it will be something that we will look at and we'll discuss. And I know that there'll be lots of people concerned about that sort of, that sort of activity. It's really not something that we as a council support, or that we as individuals, you know, who are Aucklanders would support.
What is Auckland Council doing to support our rainbow communities?
Yeah, we do. We run a lot of initiatives within our organisation for our staff. We have a lot of, we have the days and the weeks where we recognise our rainbow community. We offer funding as well out to our wider community, regional funding as well as local board funding that our community groups can apply to. And we support in any way that we can, really. We have a lot of staff that we know identify as rainbows, being part of the rainbow community, and we certainly want to have an inclusive city as much as possible, and that kind of, activity is not welcome against our rainbow community or against any of our, our people.
Half-price fares for under-25s and free weekday travel for kids is gone. Do you think this will have a significant impact?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the things I think that was really helping our most needy families in terms of this cost of living crisis. It's going to have a huge effect on the ability for our kids to get around, for young people to get around during the week, for school, and just for regular activities. I know lots of families in my ward, they use that as an opportunity to jump on the bus and just go to the movies after school, or go to after-school activities and things like that. So it's just going to add that extra cost, and it just means that our families will have to think twice now before they do some of those fun things that perhaps other people who are more affluent take for granted.
Is half-price fares something you have advocated for?
Actually, I've advocated for fare-free public transport. So when the half-price fees came in, I was part of the launch of that out in my local board area when I was the chair of the local board. We certainly welcomed it then, but I did continue to advocate to the minister at that time to push even further and to see if we could get, free public transport, because ultimately access is really important for all of Aucklanders, but also in terms of doing what we can for climate change.
Mayor Wayne Brown, has advocated for a weekly cap of $50 on individuals' public transport spending. Would you support this in the meantime?
Yeah, I'd support that in the meantime. I think anything we can do to make it easier and more accessible for people to get around and to change their behaviour, because what we're ultimately wanting to do is make it a better choice or an alternative choice for, from driving, so that people can think, okay, actually, it is affordable and accessible to get out of my car and catch a train or catch a bus. And that will help us in the long run in terms of congestion. So it's a step in the right direction, for sure. But how we can afford it as a council, now that we don't have the regional fuel tax, now that the government is pulling their funding, I think that's another question as well, because we're also under pressure to raise revenue. So fares will have to go up. So we'll see if that cap is even possible.
Mayor Brown has also been in the news for his frequent texting of the Auckland Transport boss asking for individual areas with road cones to be removed. Is this standard conduct for a local government member?
Well, not for me, but I'm not the mayor. I think the mayor has the privilege of having that direct contact to you know, our senior leaders. And, you know, I think that's his way of advocating, I guess. It's not something that I do, and I don't know many others who might use that practice, but I guess that's the mayor's way of advocating strongly for something that he feels particularly strongly about.
What does the relationship between Auckland Transport and Council more generally look like?
I think it could improve, definitely. You know, in terms of the morale for us as a council organisation, because we are a council whānau at the end of the day, and I would prefer that we had more of that whānau culture. And I think it takes a bit of work on both sides, from Auckland Transport and from us, Auckland Council, from the governing body in particular, to foster a much better, more positive relationship going forward. And I hope that we can do that for this term. After the LTP, I hope that we can do that. And when we do that, I think when we are more positive in the way that we see ourselves and we see our CCOs, for example, I think that that will help our community and our residents to have a more positive view and hopefully engage better with us and with Auckland Transport generally.
That was Auckland Councillor Lotu Fully on the vandalisation of the Karangahape Road Rainbow Crossing and the end of half-price fares and Wayne Brown's relationship with Auckland Transport.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.